This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Another month is almost in the books, another 31 days of life in this coronavirus economy, an economy that has changed the relationship a lot of us have with our jobs and how we are spending and saving our money. So another check-in today with a couple of people we have been talking pretty much to since all of this started about exactly that.
My name is April Oliver. I'm from Bozeman, Montana, and I work as an environmental scientist.
My name is Maria Barillas. I live in Brooklyn, New York, and I've been in the service industry and restaurants for the past, 4 years.
So I graduated in December, and I was able to start work at the end of April. I feel really lucky to have a job during a time when everyone is losing their job. My partner and I just moved last week to a more affordable apartment, and we're able to save a little bit of money. We're not able to save that much money because my partner, he actually has quite a lot of student debt.
I lost my job in March, and I just found another job, and now I'm working at a restaurant that is doing outdoor service and takeout. The first week was probably the worst week because it was still sort of very fresh for me to sort of be interacting with, many people again.
Social distancing at the lab, because we're a very small company, we're able to keep our distance and everyone is wearing masks. And we were actually wearing masks from the very beginning. So I felt really comfortable being around other people.
I do rely mostly on tips. And so it's really weird for me to be like, hey, sorry, you can't talk to me unless you're wearing a mask. If I'm expecting somebody to at least tip 20%. So enforcing has been, I just don't even try it. But I think that the fact that my paycheck varies, week to week, unlike unemployment, which I knew exactly what I was getting every week. But I guess now it's should I spend $50 on this thing? Maybe I'll table that and see how my paycheck looks the next 2 weeks.
That was April Oliver in Bozeman, Montana. Maria Barillas is in Brooklyn. You can find the last couple of conversations we've had with them at our website, marketplace.org. Add yours to it, would you? Tell us about your personal economy.